Welcome to your new day.
This is Early Breakfast with Africa Milani.
24 hours ago, we spoke to Aldred de Klerk, a senior associate at the Africa Center for Security and Intelligence Praxis, and we were previewing the deployment of law enforcement, particularly the South African Police Services, ahead of the EFF's call for a national shutdown. We thought we'd invite him back 24 hours later to get his assessment of how they did. Aldred, good morning. Happy Human Rights Day, and welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Africa. Happy Human Rights Day to you and to your listeners. And yes, yesterday happened, and it seems like human rights won out.
They did, didn't they, in the end of the day?
Absolutely. Because there's no winners when it comes to any public protest. It was an abnormal day yesterday because we had thousands of our fellow citizens take to the streets. We had lots of disruption, which was fine. That's what protest does. We had an extraordinary deployment of our security services, including the SANDF. And we had a bunch of squabbling politicians at the end of the day. So it was nothing, and I guess that's normal, but there was nothing normal about our fellow citizens being on the streets and everybody else being gripped with fear and maybe some apprehension for themselves and their property and their loved ones.
Net joins reporting that we've seen, at least 550 protesters arrested for various crimes, with about 149 in Gauteng alone behind bars. And what was, I suppose, marvelous to watch, if one can say that, Aldred, is that you almost saw that as soon as something erupted that saw destruction or potential violence, the SAPS was over it almost within minutes.
Absolutely. And that ability to respond was only possible because they could focus squarely on that. They still obviously had to have some sort of deployment at police stations to deal with everyday crime and reporting. But it's because the South African Defence Force also helped by freeing up police members to do that work. And the other watchword for yesterday was this idea that they kept talking about for a long time, it's integration. So what we saw was a much more coherent plan, something that brought everybody to their particular mandates and responsibility, like traffic, we had law enforcement, we had metro police, and all of them served their functions in working much more closely together. It also seems that they had a clear objective for what they were trying to do yesterday, because every time a member of the law enforcement and policing agencies spoke, they seemed to have the same message. One, we had to put everybody to, we're calling on everybody to be, you know, restrained. And so the messaging yesterday was on point too. And it was coordinated across the country.
So how do we take this symbiosis, if you like, and extend it to everyday operations?
Well, there now needs to be an extensive debriefing, and there now needs to be a much more honest and robust conversation about how do we coordinate the extraordinary budget that each of these departments have. How do we make sure that we align their mandates and their planning and their ability to work more closely together? And so we need to open up the debate much more publicly about a single police service, the role of traffic, the role of law enforcement in terms of protecting property and persons, for example. And then we also need to show that these agencies, as per their own prescripts and regulation, that goes and sit down with the organizers of the march, including everybody else who participated that is identifiable, like some of the various political parties and social groups, but that they also sit down with the communities that help them and with who they organize. We saw emergency services out there. We had members of CPFs out there, civic groups, all of them. And there was private security. We had private business and establishment. There now needs to be a presidential type consultation across the board with these groups and actors, looking at lessons learned, looking at coming with some sort of memorandum of understanding and agreements going forward, and doing an extensive forecasting to say What did we gain from this? The gain from this were the South African citizens and the fact that we had no deaths.
Leave it there, Aldred. Thank you very much indeed for your reflections. Aldred de Klerk, Senior Associate at the Africa Center for Security and Intelligence Praxis.
Welcome to your new day.
This is Early Breakfast with Africa Milani.